Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with J. Patrick Boyle of the American Meat Institute joining us right after this. University researchers conclude that parasite-controlling cowherds improve returns by $201 per head. Get your share by treating cows and calves with Ivomec brand products. Simply use an Ivomec brand product this spring. If the improved average calf weaning weight doesn't cover your product costs, Mary L. will make it right. That's the Ivomec Challenge. Call 888-8-IVOMEC to get $30 on a 5-liter or equivalent size injection. Again, that number is 888-848-6632. Ivomec.
Don't miss the Express Ranch's Grass Time Sale coming up Friday, April 30th at the Ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. The sale begins at noon, selling 800 head, including Angus bulls, spring calving registered Angus females, yearling commercial heifer carrying AI service, commercial 2-year-old pairs, spring calving Limflex and Limousine females, fall calving Limflex and Limousine females, Angus and Limousine show heifers. For a complete catalog, just go to expressranches.com. It's Friday, April 30th, the Express Ranch's Grass Time Sale at the Ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma.
With legislation being dropped into the hopper this week that would extend current ethanol tax breaks, American Meat Institute President and CEO J. Patrick Boyle says that Uncle Sam should not be picking sides in the fuel versus feed debate. He says that the decision to require a market for the fuel, nurture it with taxpayer dollars, and protect it with import tariffs has created a competitive rift in parts of the ag community.
The rift exists because the use mandate, blending credits, and tariffs pitted the growers of corn against the users of corn. It pitted the refiners of corn-based ethanol against the refiners of other fuel options. And it pitted the developers of technology for corn ethanol against the developers of technology for non-food-based biofuels.
He adds that when the dust clears and the merits of the issues are laid on the table, Boyle says that AMI believes it's clear that a policy mandating the burning of the U.S. food supply for the U.S. fuel supply is not economically sustainable.
The corn-based ethanol industry is a mature industry that has learned the ropes of the energy business and the world in which it is competing. But it continues to lobby Congress for yet another extension of tax credits that will subsidize the industry to the tune of $6.75 billion per year by 2015. That won't solve our energy needs or end our dependence on foreign sources of petroleum. Instead, this guaranteed and subsidized market for ethanol has resulted in corn prices that have remained well above the historic average. In the long term, this translates into lost jobs.
Many in the livestock industry believe, including J. Patrick Boyle, that corn-based ethanol should be allowed to compete in the free market system. But that means no government subsidies. He says the fuel certainly has its place as one of many options in a portfolio of market-based biofuels choices, but that it should be just one of several competitive choices that should be allowed to attract investors and win market shares without government assistance.
The government's decision to favor corn-based ethanol over other biofuels is hurting the development of second- and third-generation fuels that are not based on food and feed crops. Emerging biofuels are instantly at a competitive disadvantage against corn-based ethanol, and their development and commercial realization is hampered.
J. Patrick Boyle says that down the road, when we've got new generations of biofuels and corn-based ethanol is not as big a deal, that corn farmers will still have a big customer in the segment of the industry that he represents.
We believe that at some time in the future, when this debate is behind us and other biofuels are online and commercially available, the animal protein industry will still be the best and most reliable customers for American corn growers. They can bank on it.
J. Patrick Boyle of the American Meat Institute. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The 2010 Oklahoma Sooner Classic Shorthorn Sale is set for Saturday, April 24th, 1 p.m. in the afternoon at the Stevens County Fairgrounds in Duncan. Among the lots that'll sell include fancy show heifer prospects, bulls, bred females, and cow-calf pairs. 14 Shorthorn breeders are consigners for the 2010 sale. For more information, contact Sammy Richardson, chairman of the Oklahoma Shorthorn Association, 580-658-2709, 580-658-2709. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.